بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. As we have explained, this doubt could be formed in the mind of any mu'min that the desire for akhirat will only come about when we know that there is no difficulty. As long as there is a possibility of difficulty for us in the akhirah, then in that case we cannot truly desire it, because we fear we may be going into a more difficult life. The answer to that which was given is this, that and saving yourself from Jahannam and from punishment is something in which you have an option. It is a matter of choice. If you choose to live a good life and an obedient life to Allah, you will save yourself. If you choose to live a life of sin and evil, then you are throwing yourself into destruction. The second aspect which could be kept in mind is that for the believers who will have to undergo punishment in the grave, who will have to enter into Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cushion that punishment for them. Allah will make it easy for them to undergo the punishment. The proof of this is in one hadith of Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for the people of Jahannam who will remain there, the kuffar, then they will live a very difficult life. لا يموتون فيها ولا يحيون. They will not be dead and they cannot be called alive also. As for the believers, لكن ناس منكم أصابتهم النار بذنوبهم. There will be some people from amongst you, they will have to undergo the punishment of Jahannam because of their sins. Then after a while, فَأَمَاتَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِمَاتَةً. Allah will put them through a trance. So they will not feel the punishment. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانُوا فَحْمًا أُذِنَ بِالشَّفَاعَةً. Then finally, when their bodies are burnt black like coal, permission will be granted. People will intercede on their behalf and they will be removed from Jahannam. Just like this year, another way in which Allah will make matters easy for the believers is that they will be given consolation. Soon you will be removed from this punishment. In the grave as well, on the day of Qiyamah in Jahannam as well, Hakim Tirmidhi rahimahullah has written, he says, a mu'min undergoes difficulty in his grave so that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, all matters could be made easy for him. And just like that, a person undergoes punishment in his grave so that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, he may emerge cleansed from all of his sins and enter directly into Jannah. This is in the grave when people undergo punishment. And the same will apply to those who enter into Jahannam. They will be made to know that very soon you will be leaving here for a very bright future, for a wonderful life. A simple example which we could understand, a person who is undergoing some kind of sickness in this world, there is slight pain, but he is ready to go up to a doctor. He will pay the doctor huge amounts of money. He will sacrifice many days. He will undergo great pain just to get an operation done on his body, because he knows that his future will be better. He will have a better life day on, day after. For that reason, he prefers the slight temporary difficulty, purification, so that thereafter he can have forever ease and comfort. The same will apply to the people who are in Jahannam. They will undergo this difficulty, but they will be made to understand very soon you will come out of this difficulty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained, the people who enter into Jahannam after remaining there for a while, then the believers from Jannah will intercede on their behalf. They will insist and implore Allah, O Allah, our brothers who used to fast with us and perform salah with us and make hajj with us, they are in Jahannam, allow us to remove them. Allah will say to them, you may enter into Jahannam and remove whoever you know. Their bodies will be made fireproof. They will take out huge numbers of people. Then they will come out, Allah will ask them to go back. Allah will say, whoever's heart you can see even a slight bit of good, take them out. They will take out huge numbers. Then Allah will command them to go a third time. Allah will say, in whoever's heart you can find even a lesser portion of good, take them out. Then they will be sent a fourth time. In whoever's heart there is even a mustard seed of any good action, take them out. They will take out huge numbers. Finally, when they cannot recognize any believers, Allah will say, the angels have interceded. The Anbiya have interceded. The believers have interceded. Only Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful, remains. Allah will take out a huge number of people who had never in their lives done one good action. They only had a small bit of iman in their hearts. Their bodies will be burnt black like coal. They will be thrown in a river called Nahrul Hayat, the river of life. They will emerge from this river, their bodies will be fresh, like a flower which has just sprouted out next to the flood waters of a river, and they will come out, they will be shining like pearls, there will be a mark on their necks. The people of Jannah will say, these are the ones who Rahman has freed himself. They will be told, enter into Jannah without doing any good action besides that iman that was in your heart. And they will be given a Jannah, which is, according to some narrations, 2 times the size of this entire world. According to other narrations, 10 times the size of this entire world. They will enter into Jannah finally. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for them. They will be given this consolation. Finally you will come out. Therefore, even for those who enter into Jahannam, it will be slight pain. They will be put through a trance, finally taken out and entered into the most wonderful Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us direct entrance into Jannah without any punishment in the grave and any difficulties on Qiyamah.